Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're single and brave, there's a good chance you're going out for a first date for Valentine's Day. But if you are doing that, which a lot of people are, it's a thing this year. What are the things you should never do? Karen Thomas is an etiquette expert. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, first date no-nos, especially for Valentine's Day.
So do this. If you're going to stalk and you know you're going to stalk any first date online, do it ahead of time. So if you feel uncomfortable with what you found online on, you know, social media, that you cancel in enough time. Do not call on Valentine's Day and cancel. That's first and foremost. So let's say they checked out. You're good. You're going on that date. Don't go super romantic. You don't really know this person that well. So I would say refrain from buying anything personalized or anything super mushy. So now we're on the date, okay? Let's not talk about our exes. Let's not go into, well, this guy did this and blah, 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 this and that. Focus on talking to each other and getting to know each other. These are just a few things that you want to keep in mind for a first date, especially on Valentine's Day.
You know, Karen, I think obviously it's always a great reminder to tell people, don't talk about your past relationship because it's an easy thing to fall right into.
But
right?
What if they ask?
Right.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is you got to be prepared, I think, you know, for a question on Valentine's Day. Like you got to say something about the fact that it's a big day to have a first date, right? There's pressure with it. So it's almost like
huge. You
share your Valentine's Day war stories. Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
That's a very bad idea because now you're almost setting expectations like, you know, you should live up to this. My ex did X, Y, and Z,
right.
So you shouldn't do that. If the other person does ask, you know what, make it just quick and simple. Oh, you know what, we just weren't compatible. But here's another thing, too. We're on the date, and let's say that you've made it through. You just know this person is not for you. You really don't want to see them ever again. Make sure you do this. Don't lead that person on. Maybe you're not a person to talk to, you know, face to face, and you're at the end of the date, you're done, and he says, I'd like to see you again, and you say, okay. If you really have that bad taste in your mouth and you're like, I'm not going to see this person again, make sure you text that person afterwards and say, you know what, I wasn't feeling it or whatever. Don't let it go on. Don't let it fester. Don't lead anybody on.
Okay, I have a question, Karen. After how long have you been dating that you can't break up via text anymore? Because I said 6 weeks. If you've been dating up to 6 weeks, you can still break up by text. After 6 weeks, you have to do it face-to-face.
That's a pretty good timeline for that. Because at this point, you've gotten to know the person a little more in depth. 6 weeks gives you plenty of time to figure out whether this is going to work or not. After that, you absolutely must do a phone call and never an email.
Raven thinks it's okay to break up via text forever now.
I mean,
that's just the way to do it.
I just feel like there's so many other things that we do on our phones and on the computer. I mean, I don't have to worry about it. I'm married, but it just seems to me like everything else is being done this way.
Yeah, but you need closure. Like, what if I want to be like, why? Is it something I did? Is it something I said? Is it something I wore? Is it my breath?
Yeah, but how often in a relationship do you really truly get closure? I guess if you get to ask the question and they tell you no to your face, it makes a difference. But, you know, most of the time, closure is an illusion.
Well, if you're going to break up by text and be, at least include an explanation why.
Whatever it is, but it is good to have that because, again, and text and social media and all that, but don't be posting all this stuff on social media either. That's a definite no-no. But, again, text is quick and easy. You could do it. But after 6 weeks or maybe even 8 weeks, at that point, you should have established a rapport where you need to really just make that phone call, bite the bullet, do the phone call. And then, you know what? If after that doesn't work out, you could always block that person.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. Yeah.
KTetiquette.com. That is Karen Thomas's website. She's an etiquette expert. Thanks, Karen.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.